got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Oh, we've got ourselves under our own skins here on Kill Radio. This is DJ Bennett, and this is the Harper's Yearly Review. Yes, we've now reached 2011. So let's take a couple minutes and look back at the year of 2010. It's a year that we will easily forget and will never come back to our minds again. Nothing important happened in 2011. Well, a lot of things happened to a lot of different people, but nothing happened to me, so I guess nothing important happened. I'm joking. From where I sit here at the Kill Radio studio, I see a bright, sunny day. I see snow-covered mountains in the distance. I see freeways going in both directions. I see plenty of cars. It's a beautiful day. And yet, for so many, it's a miserable, horrible day. So many people don't have roofs over their head. They don't have enough food to eat. Their children have cancer. Their fathers are raping them. Anything you can think of, it's happening. And so, just to be part of what's happening, let's take a look back at the last year. 2,722 days after United States troops crossed the Kuwaiti border into Iraq, U.S. combat operations there officially ended. The U.S.-led war in Afghanistan turned older than the Soviet Union's 3,339-day campaign in the country. And by the way, let's not forget that it was the CIA in the Jimmy Carter administration, by stirring up ethnic tensions, that led to the Soviet-Afghanistan war, which lasted so long. And the result of that Soviet-Afghanistan war eventually was what happened on September 11th, 2001, in which 19 Arabian terrorists flew planes into U.S. cities. If the CIA had not started the Russia-Afghanistan war in 1979, we wouldn't have had 9/11 in 2001. It's a fact, folks. You don't know that because they don't teach you very good history. But that's a fact. And now, the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan, which we set up the Russians in Afghanistan because we knew that it would be foolish. It would be an utterly foolish battle because you cannot destroy Afghanistan. It is a prehistoric country full of caves and mountains. That's it. And we knew that if we could get the Soviet Union embroiled in conflict there, they would be out of our hair, and it would be something that we could manipulate. Except stupid moron like George W. Bush and now Obama have kept us in a ridiculous war that we should not be in Afghanistan because, hey, the guy we're after is in Pakistan, not Afghanistan. So this is just nonsense of the highest variety. Let's get the fuck out of Afghanistan. And let's really get out of Iraq, okay? But no, didn't we spend $300 billion or something on building the greatest embassy in the world in Baghdad? It's even got Taco Bell and Burger King in it. I mean, come on. We have to have some show of our money, don't we? And the thousands of troops that were killed. Something good has to come out of it, right? Even if it's just Taco Bell. Meanwhile, 21% of young veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were unemployed. Iraqi government officials said that some 58,000 stray dogs in Baghdad had been poisoned or shot, and target a dog rescued from Afghanistan after she alerted troops to a suicide bomber and saved dozens of soldiers. Target was accidentally euthanized. The Supreme Court withheld the right to record on video women crushing small animals with their feet. And the Supreme Court overturned two precedents to rule that the government cannot ban corporations from spending money in political elections. Because I guess they think that corporations are like individuals. But corporations are not individuals. You don't have to get permission from a community to create an individual. But you do a corporation. So I think there's a difference there. Don't you? The U.S. House and Senate finalized a watered-down 2,000-page financial reform bill. Not to be funny about it, joked J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. But my daughter asked me, what's the financial crisis? And I said, well, it's something that happens every 5 to 7 years. The Texas State Board of Education voted to revise its social studies curriculum, mandating that the U.S. government should not be called democratic. What is it? Oligarchic? And Republicans took control of the House. A Virginia judge voided the provision in Obama's health care law requiring most Americans to obtain health insurance. A Texas newborn with a heart defect was denied health insurance because of his pre-existing condition. It would be hard to argue that we're going backwards, said Obama. I think what you can argue is we're stuck in neutral. The Republicans who have now taken over the House, right, what they want to do now, since all they've been is a party of no and completely obstructionist, and they are going out of their way. That compromise is a dirty word, even though the Democrats are bending over and spreading their ass cheeks in order to compromise with the Republicans. But the Republicans think that compromise is a dirty word, and they think that that means that they're compromising on their heart values or something. All Republicans, I believe, should be punished dearly for their obstructionist tactics. But the next thing you know, I'm going to be wishing murder on a bunch of these scumbags. And, of course, that's inappropriate on Kill Radio. I mean, Kill Radio doesn't go around wanting to kill people, does it? Well, why are we called Kill Radio again? Anyway, it's so sad. The Republicans now want to make sure that there's no new taxation and nothing raises the debt ceiling without a vote on it. Except, of course, that they want to repeal the health law, okay? The health care law. They want to repeal Obama's health care law, which will cost us like $400 billion. But, of course, that's a necessity because all they want to do is bash and dash. That's all they want to do. They just want to piss on Obama and America because, remember, the Republicans are traitors. They all deserve to be hanged. Oops, I did murder anyway. I can't get away from it. I hate those bastards. Oh, God, there's some foul stink in this country, and it's called Republicans. And I don't like Democrats either. I'm no Democrat, but they're obviously better human beings. Anyway, an earthquake registering 7.0 on the Richter scale hit Haiti. The media questioned whether it was appropriate for journalists in Haiti to be wearing tight T-shirts on the TV. A 42-year-old man died of stroke after becoming overexcited while watching the film Avatar. So James Cameron, you're up there with Oprah. You get to kill people. And video surfaced of an Indonesian 2-year-old smoking and propelling himself around on a toy truck because he's too fucking fat to toddle. I say anybody over 400 pounds should just be put to sleep. or they should be forced to lose their weight. And I say toddlers who can't toddle should just be thrown in the lake. I mean, we got to get rid of this crap. An unemployed security worker won Spain's first siesta championship. Wow, an unemployed security worker sleeps the best on the job, I'd say. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it, to you? A 3-year-old girl in South Korea died of starvation while her parents played a child-rearing game online. A Kentucky man was charged with wanton endangerment after he got drunk and put his 5-week-old son to bed in an oven. And a Georgia mother punished her 12-year-old son for his bad grades by forcing him to hammer to death his pet hamster. Yep. The body of a registered Japanese centenarian was found in her son's backpack. A Minnesota couple asked visitors to their website to vote on whether they should keep or abort the wife's fetus. And a woman in Florida live tweeted her abortion. Definitely bleeding now, read one tweet. But the other day, I was looking at a bus kiosk where they were trying to sell the iPad, and they showed a Facebook page with people sending messages on Facebook, one of which was, "I just ate the greatest sandwich ever," and another was some guy saying, "I just ran 10 kilometers. And I think, if this is what social networking is, then let's burn down the cornfield, folks. If people, you know, greatest sandwich ever, well, I hope you have a nice shit, is the only thing I can think of. This is social networking? No. No, it's not. It's scumbag crap. You don't like what I'm saying? Turn me off. It's just that somebody has to say enough. Anyway, a Minnesota couple asked, oh, I already read that. Definitely bleeding now, read one tweet. The birth control pill turned 50. J.D. Salinger, Art Clokey, the creator of Gumby, and the world's ugliest dog died, as did Viva Leroy Nash, as did Ari Up, and Captain Beefheart. And a whole bunch of other people that will be credited when they're supposed to. Peter Christopherson from Throbbing Gristle, Psychic Television, and Coil. He passed away this year. We've lost a lot. Viva Leroy Nash was the oldest U.S. death row inmate. He died of natural causes. In other words, they didn't get to kill him. PETA proposed replacing Punxsutawney Phil with a robotic stand-in to celebrate Groundhog Day. Isn't that what they did in the movie? And the American Kennel Club announced that it will let mutts, or all Americans, compete in shows. In advance of a visit from 5.5-foot, 4-inch President Dmitry Medvedev, a Russian town, Omsk, took down posters for a children's theater show that read, "We await you, Merry Gnome." And England's Prince William agreed to blow a young boy's vuvuzela. Isn't that the one that's going to marry Kate Middleton, who is hot and really boring? But she's hot, but she's really boring. The New Jersey police, this is for you, Mike. New Jersey police forced a woman to put clothes on a Venus de Milo snow sculpture. New Jersey. British Petroleum claimed that it may have trouble covering the cost of the Deepwater Horizon spill if it is prevented from further drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Because if they're not making profits, they can't pay for the crap that they caused, when they should be having no profits and forced to pay for the crap they caused. The 21st Winter Olympic Games opened in Vancouver without enough snow. A piece of ice measuring 100 square miles broke off of Greenland. Researchers determined that climate change could make the world more fragrant. We had a snowcropolis, snowstorm on the East Coast over Christmas. I'm glad I'm in Los Angeles. And, of course, the deniers stuck their heads out to say, well, obviously it's cold in the winter, so therefore there can't be any global warming going on, which shows what the deniers are, of course, the worst human beings on Earth, and they should be forced to jump into a glacier or something. Again, I want to kill people, and it's not right. The five-story-tall Taylor Glacier in Antarctica was spewing out a blood-red waterfall. British researchers said that the G-spot does not exist. Oh, you got to better tell that to my girlfriend. And concluded that the chicken came before the egg. I could have told you that. Scientists learned that the mustache worn by the male mollyfish in Mexico attracts females who are sexually stimulated when the mustache is rubbed against their genitals, and that the erect penis of the giant squid is almost as long as its entire body. Exposure to antidepressants in the ocean was making shrimp suicidal. Oh, those stupid shrimp. And female snails exposed to the chemical TBT were growing penises from their heads. What do you say to that? A pair of swans stunned staff at a British wildfowl sanctuary by becoming only the second couple in 40 years to divorce. 75 starlings fell from the sky in Somerset, England, and 10,000 birds were trapped in the twin beams of light projected up from the World Trade Center site, dazed and unable to return to their migratory paths. Russia announced plans to divert the asteroid Apophis, which has a 1 in 250,000 chance of striking Earth in 2036. An Oregon man found a 4.5 billion-year-old meteorite on the side of the road. And the Hubble Space Telescope captured images of a sun-like star eating a nearby planet, which is probably what will happen to the Earth in a couple billion years. The sun will expand to such a huge state that right now we're 93 billion miles from the sun. But at that point, the sun will actually go out more than 93 billion miles, and we will be eaten by our sun. I love that. That's just so cool. At a museum in Paris, the cable holding Foucault's first pendulum snapped, leaving the bob to crash to the marble floor, where it was damaged beyond repair. Oh, dear God. That's so terrible. Foucault's pendulum snapped? This has been the yearly news and review for the year of 2010. Now you know everything. Aren't you glad you slept through the entire year? Listen to The Chill Room on Friday nights here on killradio.org. That's my music show.